Chaz, how are you doing? Good morning.
Fantastic. Thanks for having me.
We got Chaz.
Thanks for coming in.
Why did I call you Jody? That's awesome. I don't even know a Jody. We got Jordan.
Jordan.
And you are with Brody HVAC.
I am.
That's awesome, man. How long have you been doing this? Tell me a little bit about your background and then how you found Brody. Why Brody? Instead of Chaz, Chaz HVAC.
Absolutely. So, again, thanks for having me. I've been doing this a little over 4 years. I worked for a mid-level commercial contractor for about 4 years and decided, hey, I wanted to kind of go out and do this on my own. Two passions in my life, one being a dad, the other one being a business owner. So I can remember being my son's age, 7 years old, and just dreaming about, you know, what would it look like to be a dad? What would it look like to be a business owner? And I remember, you know, 7, 8, 9 years old going out with my wagon and going and washing people's cars in the neighborhood because I wanted to do something for myself. And I had that entrepreneurial mindset as far as
and
that
to
goes.
Get that money when you were a kid, that was such accomplishment.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And you're like, I did something.
Absolutely. You know, I've been working since I've been about 11, you know, worked in my family businesses over the years and that kind of thing. So the work ethic has never been an issue. I've always had 2, 3, and 4 jobs just because I want to fill my time doing something that's purposeful.
Awesome.
So, you know, you take that fast forward into what we're doing now, you know, Brody HVAC, I named the business after my son.
Awesome.
And that's a very intentional thing.
Of course.
A couple of reasons why. Number one, I really wanted to integrate my family into not only the marketing of it, but understanding that, hey, you know what? We are a family that's out serving other families and we're out doing it fairly, you know, because not everyone has countless money. Not everyone has the means to be able to get the best of the best of the best. We help those too. But there's struggling families out there, and there's families out there that are just trying to make ends meet. They're just trying to do the best that they can for their family right here, right now. Sometimes that means fixing something and just trying to get it by until the next time that you can do it. In other cases, it means, hey, you know what? I know I need to have a replacement done, but I can't afford a $13,000, $17,000 system. What other options do you have? Don't sell me. Give me options. Educate me on what do I need? What's the best option for me, given whatever my scenario is? So, so you know, again, our family serving other families right there where their need is as far as that goes. Number two reason why I named it after my son, just because I want it to be a demonstration to him of what hard work looks like, not so that I can just give him a company, because if he wants it, when it comes time to do that, because he's 7 now, but when he wants it, he's going to have to earn it. He's going to have to work his way through and demonstrate that he has the ability to do the work and to grow it the same way that I would, and to take care of the customers the way that they're going to be expected to be taken care of because of what I've already built to this point. The other thing, too, is that I could have named it after myself, but then if I was to just go drag my name through the mud, it's just my name.
Right.
And if someone doesn't like that, I've got big enough shoulders. I can take their opinion that they don't like me, and I'm okay with that. But
separate if it's your son,
sure,
right?
Sure. Here's a poor 7-year-old that just goes to second grade every single day and has no idea of what's happening about his name specifically.
Right.
So there's a level of accountability that's there. And it was intentional that I did that because I didn't want to go out just without a care in the world about how it goes.
Sure.
I wanted to go out and I wanted to build something that was going to honor his name and not necessarily drag it through the mud.
You know that it's awesome that you say that because you know that it's visualization of success, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of like athletes, you know, they go to psychologists and they visualize you running across the finish line and visualize putting the medal around your neck. And and they have to keep something in front of their face to continue the passion and continue the push and the grind.
Right.
Well, I mean, you're seeing it on your shirt every day.
Yes.
Your son is the reason you're doing this.
Absolutely.
Which makes a lot of sense.
Well, the other thing too is that, you know, when you come home at the end of the day and you're having a discussion with your son, hey, how was your day? You know, and how he's trained, not necessarily
That's
trained,
it.
but he's now inquisitive to come back to me and say, well, Dad, how was your day? Well, let me explain to you the wins that we had. Let me explain to you the challenges that we had, things that went bad. Why? Because if you don't demonstrate to them that not every scenario is a win and you still persevere through that, even at 7 years old, he can understand, hey, you know what? There's a level of strength that's involved in life yeah. that you have to build and you have to culminate through the process. Mm-hmm. And I want to be able to demonstrate that to him in such a way that when he gets to that point, he doesn't realize there's no realization that things don't come just by themselves.
100%.
You know, so mm-hmm. the value of the effort is the big key.
Well, that's why I love sports and kids being sports. And it's kind of sad that sports is kind of, people aren't playing as many sports as kids, right. and it's technology. There's a yeah. lot of reasons behind this, but you know, it's okay to get your ass kicked in sports every now and then. In fact, it's essential to get your butt kicked in sports, because that's teaching you don't win all the time. And you're right. I have a 7-year-old as well. Mm-hmm. I have 2 girls, but I have a 7-year-old and a 10-year-old, and teaching them that failure is not a bad thing, because it's really not. It's just a lesson. That's all it is. So I'm okay coming home with 3 wins and about 3 or 4 failures, because minuscule failures are just, hey, and failures are relative, right? For you, it's might be like, 3 people told me no today. And I'm like, that's not a failure, but it's a failure to this person, but it's not to this person.
Bobby Boucher calls those tackling fuel.
That's right. That's it. I love
you know,
it.
Participation trophies don't exist in our world.
Yeah.
That's not what makes you money. That's not what makes a company successful. You know, and if that's the direction that you're going, and that's the culture in which that mm-hmm. you were raised, where does your passion come from?
And that's it. So. And I can tell already your passion is your family. You put it on your chest. You incorporated it in the state of Georgia, so which is awesome. So that's 100% where your passion is. I can tell it's seeping out of you. That's Absolutely. Awesome. That's awesome. Where are you at in your business right now after 10 months? I mean, how are you getting your business? You're doing a lot of networking. Are you doing any mailers? Tell us a little bit about that.
I'm doing a couple of different things, but here's the big key is that, you know, business networking for me is a passion, and it's been something that's been successful for me my whole life. Mm-hmm. It's something that was demonstrated to me by my dad. I remember being my son's age and being in a restaurant. You talked about, hey, everybody knows my husband.
Yeah.
We were talking earlier. And I remember going into a restaurant, just minding our own business. And all of a sudden, some random person would walk up and, hey, Roger, who's that?
That's right.
So every time that he would have that conversation, I would always go back and say, oh, hey, Dad, who was that? And he was, oh, this is so-and-so. This is how he helps me do what I do. So it goes in the chamber there. And you start, okay. Everywhere we went, there was someone that would always walk up to my dad and say, hey, Roger, how you doing? And
what did your dad do?
He did custom laminates and furniture for many years. So actually, our family had the largest manufacturing plant in Tampa for many years. And then they sold that business off. They did wicker and rattan furniture all the way up until about 1980.
It sounds like your dad was your mentor.
Oh, very much so.
Yep.
Very much so.
And so what did he teach you that now you're teaching your son and now you're doing a business?
So my dad was a single dad. My mom passed away when I was very young. So family's always been important to me because of that void that was there. Got a great stepmom that came in when I was about 13. God bless her, you know, to come into a scenario when there was teenagers involved and that kind of thing. And she's been great with us, and she's a great grandmother to my kids as well. But in those really young years, seeing my dad struggle through and trying to figure out where his place was, but always having that network to fall back on, there was always a level of success that my dad was able to demonstrate. Mm. And even if it was just something where, hey, we had a need at the house. Hey, you know, the roof's bad. It needs to be done. The air conditioner needs to be looked at. Whatever the case may be, he had his little black book. And he would go in that book, and he always had the person to call, no matter who it was, no matter what it was. Mm-hmm. And he always referred those to our family, to his friends, whatever the case may be. Everyone called him.
Old school networking.
He was that resource,
yep.
which I try to be to my customers. Mm-hmm. But he was that resource. If you have a need, I have a trusted advisor mm-hmm. that I can provide for you that's going to make sure that that needs get handled appropriately, and you're not going to get taken advantage. You can welcome this person into your home safely, and so on and so forth.
That's right.
So,
well, that's great. I love to hear the mentor stories, because I have, you know, 4 or 5 mentors that really, you know, pieced me together over the years. And a lot of them don't know each other, but I can tell you what they did for me in my life at that time, and on and on and on. And it's just, I've just been pieced together like, you know, Frankenstein's, You know, exactly. I'm not going to say monster. I'm going to say Frankenstein's golden child, if you will. Exactly. So I try to be positive, right? Not negative. Yeah.
So back to how we're building it. You know, we're part of a large church here in the area, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of relationships that you get through that. Having been a former pastor, a former ministry leader, as far as that goes, I worked for a ministry for a long period of time. So those church relationships are very important mm-hmm. to me. A lot of our customer base is coming through those relationships.
Awesome.
Also, the company that I used to work for, they at one time had a residential division, and I did a lot of work with those clients. Mm-hmm. Well, they were sold to another company, and at some point may or may not have been handled the way that they wanted to be. I continued to be their resource. I was still the person that they were calling, hey, I have this question about my air conditioner, because you're my guy.
Yeah.
You're the one I have a relationship. I don't know these new people.
And I trust you.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So a lot of those have now just transitioned to, they've just come home because now they already have that relationship with me. Now I can do for them personally what I was doing for them through a company now at that point. So I have a very large base of customers that have just naturally gravitated to me through that process. You know, I'm doing some print ads and those types of things. Right now, I'm just really focusing on brand awareness and those types of mm-hmm. things, making sure that people recognize that we are a player in the industry, that we do have great service. We are capable of doing a lot of things. Mm-hmm. I've got, you know, great technicians that have the ability to really work through, you know, hard case scenarios and do the more challenging things of our stuff. I'm not the company that's wanting to focus on the easy stuff. The easy stuff, there's a lot of people out there that can do that for mm-hmm. you. I'm the one that is a little bit more educated about what it is that we do and a more passionate about making sure it gets done correctly.
And you're early enough in the business where you're probably hands-on, you know, going out there and doing it with your technicians.
Oh, very much so, yes. You know, it's a balance. You know, yeah. I have to restrain myself to a certain degree because,
of course, you do.
You know, the passion in me wants to go out there and turn wrenches with everybody.
But they're not going to learn that way.
Well, A, they're not going to learn that way. And B, my company's not going to grow that way if I'm not really placing the importance mm-hmm. where it needs to be placed. So I make sure that everybody has the support that they need, but let them do their part. So
that sounds great. So let our listeners know, how can we get a hold of you? What is a great client for you right now? Email addresses, everything that you need to get out there to get some business.
Yeah. So easily telephone 404-458-1975. Our website, BrodyHVAC.com. We're also on Facebook and LinkedIn at Brody HVAC. So you're able to catch us there. I think we're on LinkedIn as well. That was a recent, Instagram. Yeah. That was a recent addition that we put out just recently. Also on YouTube at Brody HVAC as well. So we put out all of our videos through social media and through YouTube so that you're able to go back and just see the different things that we've done along the way. You know, I try to include my kids in the videos that we do. We use really short videos, so it's not something that you have to spend a half a day sitting there watching something.
I do see those on LinkedIn a lot.
So, you know, I don't want someone to have to spend a half a day to sit there and figure out what message mm-hmm. that I'm trying to put out there. But, you know, I try to include my kids because their attention span can last about, you know, 30 to 90 seconds.
I hear you. A lot of adults are like that too.
Exactly. I know I'm like that. If it's too long, I'm like, can't deal with it. Outside of that, just there's lots and lots of ways to get in touch with us as far as that goes.
What's a great client for you?
A great client for me is obviously a residential client that's just looking to have the right service done in their home. Mm. A lot of people say, hey, you know, we do maintenance on your house. Well, what does that contextually look like? Mm-hmm. You know, is it someone that's coming in and changing your filter? Great. Okay. And then what? Mm-hmm. So like right now, you know, everything that I do is based off of two words that I like to put. It's on our t-shirts. It's on our business cards. It's on our website. Integrity and quality. Mm-hmm. You know, quality, integrity sounds easier, but integrity is more important to me.
Yes, right.
So even though it doesn't necessarily flow as well, mm-hmm. it needs to be the primary word, and it's on purpose. So let me give you a demonstration of that.
Sure.
So like right now, our temperatures have been up and they've been down and mm-hmm. they've been up and they've been down. Okay. If I'm actually doing a proper spring maintenance mm-hmm. on your system, I have to actually check the refrigerant pressures. Refrigerant pressures naturally have characteristics to them, and I can't viably check your pressures unless I have temperatures that are above 65 degrees and your system itself outside isn't wet from the rain, because actually the wetness on the coil can actually affect how the pressures are monitored when we're actually going out and checking those. There's companies right now that are trying to come out even when the temperatures are cooler and still
45 degrees,
and still trying to do those spring maintenance.
And you can't do it properly.
You can't go out and do everything that you were supposed to do based off of the manufacturer's recommended specifications if you don't have certain conditions. So I literally have a list sitting in my house of customers that I haven't been able to visit yet because I haven't had temperatures to be able to do that.
That's right.
I'd love the money. I'd love the opportunity. But right now is not the right time. And if I'm building a business on integrity, I'm going to wait. And I've had two or three of them call me several times. Hey, did you forget me? No, I haven't forgotten you at all. I'm waiting to make sure that I can actually do it correctly because I don't want to take your money. And at the end of the day, I haven't provided you with the service that I said I was going to do.
So. I'll tell you this, that if you're out there and you need service, these are the kind of companies, not saying that there's anything wrong with, the bigger 20-30 truck companies. There's nothing wrong. That's where we always want to end up. That's why we're doing this, is to build a business. You don't want to stay at one truck or two trucks, but it's time when you're doing this, it's good to get in a company like yours because you're going to remember that customer in 15 years that you worked on their thing. You fixed it by your own hands and you'll remember that.
Yeah.
And then you got somebody for life. I tell you, one of my mentors, we were at a network group and John Loud was there and he goes, John Loud put in my security system. And I was like, oh, is the company did? He goes, no, John Loud put in my security system. That's how long ago it was. Exactly. Like he did it himself. And I can guarantee you they didn't meet that day, but I guarantee you that John would know him. He would remember his house and remember doing it himself.
Absolutely.
So yeah, it's great. It was great for you to be here. I love your passion. I love that you named it after your son. That's incredible. Yeah. It's a badge of honor, and it reminds you every day what you're doing, why you're doing what you're doing.
Every minute.
Absolutely.
I love saying his name over and over again.
There you go. Well, thanks for coming in. Everybody be kind to each other out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.